Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We welcome into the program the mayor of Atlanta, Andre Dickens, who joins John and Hugh on the WaitFor.com hotline.
Mayor Dickens, how are you this morning?
I'm doing fantastic, guys.
So, Mayor, how much do you credit the fans for having this great atmosphere that made it really a no-brainer for soccer to be here in Atlanta?
Absolutely. The Atlanta United fan base has really catapulted the city of Atlanta onto the international stage so that FIFA, they saw what we do here. They saw the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. They saw the electricity of the fans and, of course, the beautiful stadium, the pitch that we have, the field. It's been a great ride being an Atlanta United fan, and now the world has noticed and are rewarding us with some matches.
You know what, Mayor, I can hear it in your voice, but I'm going to ask the question anyway, because you see some major cities were left out, like D.C., Baltimore, no games in Nashville or Denver. How excited are you that Atlanta, your city, was chosen to be one of the host cities?
I am on cloud nine again since yesterday and waking up this morning still on cloud nine. I am excited. You know, we were chosen over a number of other major cities and, you know, regional players and you know, the cities that are trying to come up on the rise. Atlanta being mentioned on that international stage makes me feel good. My hometown, look at how far we've come over the last 50, 60 years. It's just impressive to see our meteoric rise. And, you know, I'm not going to stop there. I'm very competitive. So, you know, I think we're a shoe-in for semifinal matches. But I really want to be either finals, or I want to make sure we have the IBC, which is the media center, where all of the international broadcasting will take place. We can host that, too, so that every time someone says live from Atlanta, you know, telling the whole world where they are, that's what I want. I want to get it all.
You know what, Mayor? I think it was because of the chicken wings. We, you know, we got them fire lemon pepper wings, so I think that's probably what it was.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, when they come on a tour, we give them, you know, give them all of it, the chicken wings and the music scene, the vibe. The vibe. They're coming here for the vibe. And by the way, I'm so glad this announcement came yesterday because today is my birthday, so I can walk around all day.
And it's Father's Day weekend. If you got kids, happy Father's Day. It's a
happy
whole
birthday,
lot going on, everything.
Mr.
Happy
Mayor.
Birthday.
All right. Well,
of
there
that.
You go. Mayor Andre
all
Dickens.
All of it. Father's Day, birthday, and FIFA World Cup. I'm winning.
Yeah, you are winning right now.
I need to get you some chicken wings, man. You be good to go.
All right. the Mayor Andre Dickens with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 90 Time, the game, talking about the World Cup coming to Atlanta. Opening round, as you said, Mr. Mayor, semifinal. I tend to agree with you. I think Atlanta is, I wouldn't say a lock, but I would say semifinal game here, and hopefully the International Broadcast Center. I think all three are very much in play for Atlanta. Did they give you any idea, Mr. Mayor, of a timeline? Are they going to make us wait a year? I mean, did they give you an idea of the timeline of when they will announce who will get what?
Yeah, so the remainder of the scheduling and games is going to take a few more months. From my understanding, Dan Corso of the Atlanta Sports Council is the primary contact, and he's done a phenomenal job, and he will be the one they'll talk to. They may make a separate set of phone calls about, you know, the potential of us having even bigger, you know, attendance games. But the IBC decision is independent, so it's not made on the same, you know, line of decision-making as the game. So that decision of having the IBC, the International Broadcast Center, could be this year. It could be next year. It's on its own separate track. And so I have no idea when that'll be.
Mayor, with that being said, we know some of the focal points in the city will look to address in the next 4 years with the World Cup. What are some of the cup to provide all the incoming investors the best experience possible? Let me try that again. What are some of the focal points the city will look to address in the 4 years leading up to the World Cup?
Yeah, so you know, one of the good things is we do have great infrastructure for these games, given that, you know, we've had the Olympics, we've had, you know, several Super Bowls, and we've had, you know, Final Four, national championship game, big conferences. We do big well because our hotels are all situated, most of them are situated within a 1 mile radius of the stadium and other places. But, you know, I really want to see us get more movement down at Centennial Yards, which is the Gulch, which is all around the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So when that occurs, there'll be another hotel down there, actually two, and there will be more venues for retail and music and those type of things, so that when fans come and when residents go out, they have a place, you know, to hang out, eat, and also more places to stay in terms of hotel. I also want to make sure that we continue to do our transit, our transportation. We passed the infrastructure bill this year, and we passed another bill called More MARTA a few years back. I want to see a lot of those projects get going or get finalized so that, you know, people can get around the city. One great thing is our airport is still the world's busiest and the most efficient, so folks can fly in from just about anywhere, and they can take MARTA right into the stadium or right into the World Congress Center or right to the Central Business District where a lot of the hotels are. So we got a good starting point, but we got to do a little bit more.
Mayor Andre Dickens with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the game. Mayor, my final question to you, and I appreciate your taking a few minutes to celebrate this morning the World Cup coming to Atlanta. I want to take you back to 1996 when I was covering the Olympics and you were getting out of college there at Georgia Tech. You saw the transformation of what it meant to Georgia Tech in terms of the Olympic Village and what that meant to Tech, the expansion of the freeway. It led to a lot of things in this town. So a two-part question here. Number one, to Hugh's point here, you mentioned the Gulch. What is the dollar figure here in terms of economic impact? If you get a semifinal game, if you get an international broadcast center, what do you kind of project that out to be? And is this the first of many announcements from your office about good things to come, more Super Bowls, NFL drafts, things of that nature?
Yeah, so to your first question, you know, the initial estimate on a direct basis is about $400 million plus. So some number is $400 million, $420 million, depending on, you know, who's estimating. But, you know, north of $400 million just for what we know we have. What we know we're getting with the World Cup. I imagine if the IBC is in play, that adds a huge amount more. If final matches are in play, that adds a huge amount more, hotel stays, more restaurants, more, you know, spending. So the number goes north of there. But then the other thing to think about is that's the direct. But when they leave, think about the image and the optics all across the nation, all across the world about Atlanta. Companies will see Atlanta on display and want to invest in Atlanta, bring headquarters and hubs and innovation centers and technology centers and regional offices to Atlanta. They'll want to invest money in our startup companies, et cetera, et cetera. So I think there's, you know, a front door and then they just stay inside of our home, if you will, and money it continues to generate at another level. And I guess that's what is beautiful about what happened with the 96 games. It was an economic impact during those 2 to 3 years surrounding the game, but it continued to put Atlanta on a stage that we haven't come off of. So that's what makes it wonderful. Yes, I was at Georgia Tech at the time and loved it. I got to see new dorms and other things come up around the campus. What are we looking for after that, beyond that? Well, as soon as I get off the phone with you guys, I'm pitching to the Democratic National Convention to see if for the DNC conference in 2024. So that's going to be huge if we win that. Whether you're a Democrat or Republican doesn't matter. It's $1 billion worth of potential impact for that whole time that they'll be here and thereafter. So it's important for us to go after these big opportunities.
Mayor, congratulations to you, to City Hall, and to AMB into the state capitol and everybody in the state for securing this. Job well done.
Absolutely. I mean, we couldn't have done it without working together. I was a council member when we first put this bid in, and then COVID hit, and so there was some delays, obviously, due to COVID in their decision-making. But, you know, the state working together, the governor's office, the state legislators, working with the Metro Atlanta Chamber, the Atlanta Convention Visitors Bureau, and, of course, like I said, the Atlanta Sports Council with Dan Corso. It took a team effort, and that's what people see when they see Atlanta. When we, you know, there were cities that didn't win. And I think part of it is either their infrastructure or who they are. They don't work well together as a team like we do when we go after stuff. So this is a great, great play for Atlanta, and I'm so excited now. And so far, the city's on fire. Very happy about it.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for your time.
You're the man, Mayor. Thank you.
All right, you guys. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.